Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Zoe.
And we're sitting in the closet of my room, our studio. We're going to start our first episode of the Chip Podcast.
Who are we?
We are...
Just two gals.
We're drinking some Doritos sodas.
We decided to start this podcast, plain and simple reason. Number one...
We love chips.
A love of chips.
Yeah, absolutely.
The ultimate goal here is not necessarily to pit chips against each other, which we will do in a battle to the chip death.
Yep.
Chip death being that we're going to eat all the really good ones.
And then break the chips of the other bags that don't make it to the top.
Smush them like the baby chips they are.
Yeah.
We want to find out how broad the chip landscape is.
Absolutely.
And I think we want to have fun with it.
Yeah. Zoe, what flavors do we have today?
For our inaugural episode, we've got two Miss Vicky's flavors.
Mm-hmm.
First one is sweet chili and sour cream. I'd like to think that that's a chip standard, and that's, I think, why we've started out with this one today.
Overlooked and also underappreciated.
I think even underlooked and overappreciated sometimes.
Overappreciated. Oh, interesting. Okay, we're going to get there.
We'll get to that later once we dig into the bag itself.
Yeah.
And then we've got another Miss Vicky's flavor, balsamic vinegar and sweet onion.
Balsamic. I like that Canadian ring you get to.
Thank you.
Balsamic. That's interesting. I've never tried this flavor, so that's going to be a treat for me.
So we're delving into new territories today. Let's give our friend Ben a call.
And we're going to ask you to give us a chip question to set up our podcast.
Hey, Ben. It's Zoe and Sophia.
Hi. Are you on speakerphone?
You're on speakerphone.
We're
calling you from our studio space. We're just recording the inaugural episode of our chip podcast.
Oh, cool. Am I on the air right now?
You're on the air.
Okay. This is my first time. I'm a little nervous. But...
No need to be, Ben.
We're going to flip the tables on you here. We wanted you to ask us a question.
Okay.
Anything to do with chips.
How do you feel about all-dressed Ruffles?
Well... I mean, I feel good about them. We don't have them with us, unfortunately, but...
Okay. I seem to remember Zoe...
not liking the Ruffle.
I have a lot to say about the Ruffle. I think we're going to get to that in later episodes, because we don't have any Ruffle chips with us today. Maybe you have a more philosophical question about chips that's been
eating away at you.
Okay. What came first, the chip or the potato?
Brilliant. That's a... You know what? That's a brilliant question.
And that's going to be the theme of our podcast.
Oh, great.
So we're going to see you in like 2 hours, right?
Right. I'm actually already on college, so I'll see you soon.
Thanks for the question, Ben. Thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure. Completely. All right, cool.
Talk to you soon. Chips. Potato chips. Chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
What came first, the chip or the potato?
The age-old question. And the age-old adage, really.
Adage. What's an adage?
What isn't adage? What's up, adage? Well, I'd like to think that the potato came first. You know, as it is a core ingredient of the potato chip.
Mm.
That being said, I don't really know the origin of of the potato.
I mean, have you seen cave paintings before?
I think that a lot of cave paintings did include
chip eggs.
It wasn't a bag
at that time. It was more a sack.
It was more of a burlap sack. Yeah, in those
yeah,
days.
Yeah. Somebody made out of fur.
Corn husks and fur.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, we are able to tell by now from cave paintings and artifacts and, you know, fossils and such, that they did have chips, in fact.
We do know that. Then. That's a certainty.
But one I'm particularly interested in is what flavors they had. Because, you know, I know they didn't have a lot to work with, but there must be some flavors that we haven't unearthed.
I'm thinking it's kind of like a paleo diet type of chip.
Okay, no dairy. That's right.
Probably no dairy.
No fun.
Probably no fun.
What kind of oil?
That was probably...
Pig oil.
Buffalo.
Buffalo butt oil.
Buffalo butt oil.
What's your first inclination when you think of a prehistoric chip flavor?
Charred meat.
Charred meat.
Like, that's a similar
so
to like today's...
So, like, real meat pieces on a chip?
Or the essence of charred meat.
Or maybe, like, the barbecue chip.
It's like the barbecue chip of prehistory.
Right.
OG BBQ.
Which is probably what they called it then.
They called it... I think on one of those fur bags, you would probably see cattle branded in OG BBQ chips with a little TM beside it.
Man, if I wasn't here today, I would be a chip archaeologist, to be honest with you.
I couldn't think of a more exciting career, personally.
No.
But you need a lot of education to do that.
You do. And I don't have the patience.
I don't have the patience.
And I just want to enjoy my
chips. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
The paper that allows me to be...
a chip archaeologist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't have the patience to get that paper, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I got that. If I was thinking about a prehistoric flavor, I'm thinking snake-charmed corn.
I'm thinking Arby's.
Oh, you're thinking Arby's? You're always thinking Arby's.
I'm thinking Arby's.
Snake-charmed corn, or snake-charmed maize.
I love that. I love that idea, but I need to know what charmed is. You mean like a snake charmer?
No, not exactly. I was thinking there's
a lot of... Is that like a blessed type holy water?
It does.
But it's like a snake-charmed, kind of a homeopathic
type
of chip?
Right, right. In a sense, yes.
Yeah.
This sort of like defies religion and all that kind of
stuff.
But I was thinking more... You know, there's a lot of snakes back then, too, as there's
absolutely.
A lot of buffalo.
I think those were pretty much the only two animals that walked the earth at that point in history.
It was snake versus buffalo at every corner.
I'm sort of envisioning right now. Let me set the scene for you. I invite you all to close your eyes. A prehistoric battlefield, gladiator's chamber.
Mm.
You've got giant viper, because they were huge back then.
Yeah.
You've got a giant anaconda times six viper.
I was gonna say times six.
Times six.
You know, have you seen that movie Anaconda with J-Lo?
Have I?
Have you? You have?
No.
No, you have not. Well, anyway, the anaconda in that movie, probably comparable to prehistoric anacondas.
I think that's where they got their inspiration. One of the guys on the set of that movie
was actually a chip archaeologist.
Has a chip archaeology degree. He's got
totally
the paper.
Right.
He had the patience. He had the paper to get that paper.
Yeah, he had the three P's.
We call it the three P's for chip archaeology.
Yes, we do.
If I may bring us back to that battleground.
Please.
I'm picturing giant anaconda-sized snake.
Right.
But like a prehistoric
J-Lo
brand.
Anaconda.
It might even have J-Lo's head on it.
Yeah. J-Lo's lineage actually goes back to prehistoric viper snakes.
You're right.
Snakes.
You're right.
Yeah.
She's part viper for sure.
She shaved down her teeth, but you can tell.
She had those venom glands removed.
Mm. Did she?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what happened to Mark Anthony, but... He hasn't been around for a couple.
That's true. I haven't seen him around for a while. He might be a goner. He might be straight up dead. Versus, so you have the J-Lo beast, and she might even have had the prehistoric arena set up with like a few well-placed speakers that are blasting Ilaya Poppy.
Probably.
Over the arena.
Yep.
Battling probably an average but slightly bigger sized buffalo. Who's going to win, you're thinking?
It was survival of the goddamn fittest.
All those people in the crowd, you know what they're reaching into. Timed, tested, trued. You're reaching into your buffalo skin fur bag of chips.
And what are your flavors? What we think.
We think you have...
maize. Snake-charmed maize.
Snake-charmed maize.
Flavor.
Flavor.
Or...
Charred meat. Charred meat.
And I don't know. I think it's really half and half in that arena of who has what flavor.
I think the people who are cheering for the J-Lo viper are dipping into one flavor. Call me crazy.
True.
I think they're dipping into one flavor.
Yeah.
And I think the people who are rooting for the buffalo are dipping into another one. And the thing is, I don't know. Because I don't have that degree.
Yeah.
I don't have that paper.
I know. Yeah.
I'm not a chip archaeologist.
We want to make it clear we are just commenting, guessing. We are not experts. I'm thinking there's another factor. Age. The old ones, the Snake Charm Maze, is a healthier, more safe option.
You're
and the younger
so right.
crowd, charred meat, they love meat.
They love
they're
meat.
Growing, or they're young, and they still, you know, eat a lot of meat, and they crave meat.
I want to throw another wild card in there, which is not so wild since, you know, it's history. We know kind of what happened.
Right.
We know that the J-Lo-headed anaconda was there
One.
Battling. We don't know that. I mean...
Well, I mean, look how many buffaloes there are now, and look how many J-Los. The buffaloes are nearly extinct.
You're so right. And there's one huge... And I don't mean huge physically. She's trim. She's petite. She looks, frankly...
She looks
fly as...
Fan-fucking-tastic.
She looks fly as hell.
Yeah.
Let's have a moment for J-Lo. She's huge.
Yeah. And, I mean, the buffalo, there's, like, what, 10? 10 left?
I think we're talking about cloning buffalo because there's so few left on this earth.
Yeah. Think about the rich history we could get from them, chip-wise, if there were more.
Let's be thankful for what we do have.
Yeah.
J-Lo.
Yeah, true, true.
But I want to think back. I know that you said that the divide would be in age. I'm thinking
I'm
wild card.
I'm not saying it's the only divide.
Definitely not, but wild card. Back then, people are growing up to be 25, 26, 27.
18.
They're dead. 18.
18
you've
is
lived,
old.
You've lived a life and died by 18.
Yeah. You're a teenager at 2.
When you're a teenager at 2 years old, what are you reaching for?
Yeah, let me tell you, partying hard.
I think you want to see that J-Lo, you know, the teens, they like sexuality. But I think we haven't answered the real question here. What came first?
The chip or the potato?
God damn it, Ben. What a good question. Because we really don't know.
You
because
really
we're
stumped
not,
us
we're
here.
We're not chip archaeologists.
You really stumped us here.
You know what I'm thinking?
3, 2, 1,
Arby's.
It?
1, 2, 3.
Nope. 3, 2, 1,
Arby's.
Chips.
Oh.
Well,
I'm thinking chips came first.
Or are you thinking Arby's again? I can never tell with you.
There's a part of my brain that's always thinking Arby's. I think the chip came first. You know where that charred meat flavor was really inspired from? Charred meat. And you know what charred meat was originally? A chip. Charred meat was a type of chip.
Yeah.
Because before people had chips, they were digging into their fur bags with charred meat only.
The other thing is, look at the longevity of the line of meat chips. There's smoked meat. There's barbecue. There's poutine.
Grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken.
Poutine's not a meat chip.
Well, debatably. The gravy? Meat? I mean, it's just clear that it's everlasting. It'll be there before and after we're gone, as it always has been.
You're right.
So it's the chip, Ben. Ben, I'm telling you, it's the chip.
Let's get into these chips. So, talking about what comes first, are we going to go for the sweet chili and sour cream or the balsamic vinegar and sweet onion?
I like to... definitely whiff the balsamic, as I've never tried it. So if you could open it...
I think it would be an unwise choice to whiff and not taste.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry. So let's... Are we going to start with
start
that?
Start with the unknown.
So we've got the balsamic vinegar and sweet onion. I think we want to take a look at the packaging first.
Mm-hmm.
That's... You know what, Ms. Vicky's? I don't think you've changed...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's your packaging for, you know, it says here, crafted with care since 1987. I think, you
it's
know,
a bit like a doily at the top.
It is a doily. There's sort of a farm on the back here. I'm picturing a real Miss Vicky's.
I'm picturing Grandma Vicky.
Actually, there's a note from Miss Vicky on the back. Dear potato chip lover, we crafted this recipe to bring you the flavor of a less hurried time when people cooked with care and patience 100 years ago.
Mm.
We make these potato chips with old-fashioned care.
And I know that it's Miss Vicky slicing every chip.
This packaging leads me to believe that there's a single woman with a golden heart behind every fried kettle fried chip in this bag in the millions of stores across the country.
I feel good about supporting local.
We use this special packaging, so they're crunchy and fresh tasting. You know why you use this packaging, guys? Because we know it's a bunch of guys impersonating Miss Vicky, you know?
Excuse me?
We know that there's a bunch of guys at the Miss Vicky's factory.
All right.
Who are just put... It's a farce.
You think Miss Vicky's is a farce?
I'm saying they're taking advantage. This 100-year-old woman who's been making chips since she was a 2-year-old teenager, and they're using that to sell us chips, which I'm okay with that because I love chips. You don't need to sell them to me. I mean,
this for me is a little bit like finding out Santa Claus isn't real. Something's just come crashing down and it's not pretty.
We hope that you enjoy them as much as we do. And here's the real clincher. They have like a authentic handwriting font.
Yeah.
Signed sincerely
Miss Vicky. That's like a Lucida handwriting kind of type.
You're right.
That leads me to believe that there is a Miss Vicky.
I mean, I think there definitely is one. If we can find her, I'm not sure.
Should we rip in?
Rip in.
I have to say I'm...
Rip and dip.
All right, we're getting the first whiff.
Okay, I'm going to say it smells not entirely different from regular salt and vinegar, Miss Vicky's.
All right, I'm going to grab a chip. Do you want to grab a chip there as well?
I'd love to grab a chip.
I do personally love the kettle chip.
Kettle chip is almost the only way to go. Debatably.
Thousands would disagree. I do.
Thousands?
You agree.
I do agree. Okay, great.
Thousands would disagree with you. I agree with you.
So shall we crunch?
Let's crunch.
Cheers.
Cheers. First reaction, great chip.
I had forgotten about the onion part.
Oh, it's oniony.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a salt and vinegar.
Mm-mm.
That's a vinegar and onion.
I was expecting the salt and vinegar.
And I like that.
Based on its beige packaging, which isn't that entirely appealing, to be honest, I'm not sure that this is a favorite of Miss Vicky's. They've given it some bad color schema.
You mean a fan favorite or like a favorite of the Miss Vicky?
Fan favorite.
You're right. This is a pretty unappealing color, in fact.
I mean, compared to our sweet chili and sour cream over there,
which
corner,
is screaming at you.
It's beautiful royal blue with some red flare in it from the chilies.
God, that's...
I mean, you have a raw onion, for God's sakes, on the cover of the balsamic vinegar. Just who wants to eat a raw onion? Grabbed a little handful here.
Although I'm not huge on the raw onion.
Yeah.
I'm still willing to give this a few more chances. Now, I've just had a super saturated one, which in most all other chip flavors I would love. Dare I say it's almost a bit too much in here.
Was it a mistake to start with a new flavor that we don't know?
Were you trying to be bold? We're trying to go to places we've never been before.
I've tasted the balsamic. Balsamic. I'll taste it.
I taste it too, and I like it.
I like it too. What kind of person do you think eats this chip? This is like the go-to. I'm going to grab the balsamic vinegar and sweet onion.
I'm picturing this is great for a BBQ, family, after work kind of...
This is a great sandwich chip. Stick it in the sandwich.
Absolutely. Where you might otherwise want raw onions, but you're a little bit too afraid to go for the straight raw onion, you might stick a couple of these in your
sandwich. It's as if you're putting a crispy onion into your sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
With a bit of salad dressing.
The more I eat these, the more I love these.
Really?
You're not convinced yet.
I'm still not convinced. I just have true allegiance to our second bag, which has been a favorite of mine.
That's a crab favorite.
I don't know that it's a crab favorite. Like I said, the regular salt and vinegar Miss Vicky's is definitely the crab favorite, if not the kettle cooked regular. And I don't even want to go to the regular ones because, honestly, I think they're boring and stupid. A lot of people will disagree with me.
Should we come back to that?
Let's come back to it. Should we go open bag two?
So we're moving on. As we've already mentioned, we've got a beautiful royal blue. Kind of like a sky blue. A little pop of red, as my grandmother always says. Put a pop of red on your plate.
Can you tell me what that whiff is? That first chip whiff.
All right. Now that first whiff...
Is it that farty smell you usually get from a bag of chips?
That smells like... Now help me place that. Prawn?
Prawn?
It smells weird, I'll tell you. What is that?
Ew, that is a total shrimp flavor.
That's a shrimp. Did we get a bag of shrimp chips? I'm going to say the beginning. Smell? Questionable. Let's dip in and have a chip cheers.
I'm going to say that the taste is probably undeniable, but let's cheers.
I've never denied this flavor before.
I got a mini chip. Damn it.
I think we've made a grave mistake here.
Grave mistake. Sorry, I got a tiny chip. Get me a regular size chip stat.
Compared to that extremely flavorful balsamic vinegar and sweet onion, this seems a little, dare I say, bland.
Mm-mm. But no.
This flavor is tried and true.
I just got a saturated baby. Chip baby, that is. And it really brought me back. Wow. This is an incredible flavor. Miss Vicky's, if you're listening, thank you.
Miss Vicky's, if all of the minions that make up your false identity are listening, I'll forgive you. Because this is a great chip.
Absolutely. I don't like that Miss Vicky's hasn't rebranded themselves for so long. I believe that Lay's went through some rebranding, putting some pictures underneath their chip flavors.
Are you trying to stay relevant with the kids? The two-year-olds?
Do not trust your product to do that for you.
Do not trust your product to speak for itself.
You need someone like Miss Vicky you can trust.
And now I understand why we have that handwritten note at the back. I do trust Miss Vicky. Whoever she or they are.
She.
I've really done a 180 here. I've done a 360, I think. I came in here thinking, I know Miss Vicky's. I love Miss Vicky's.
And?
Then I thought to myself, what's this lie I've been living? I don't love Miss Vicky's because I don't know Miss Vicky's.
But then you came back to the classic, and what did that teach you?
But then I tasted both these flavors, and I'm back to square one. I love it. It's tried and true.
This flavor almost leaves me speechless at how good it is.
This is so close to perfection, but I would be a fool to think that I could really, truly judge perfection.
Mm.
What about these balsamic vinegar and sweet onion chips? Let's step back to that. Wild flavors.
You know, I'm not on the same page with these ones. If I'm going to the chip store, the local chip shop with a PPE.
Ye old chip shop.
I'm not gonna get these chips. I'm not gonna go out of my way to get these goddamn chips. And I think that's because it just is a crispy onion to me. A crispy raw onion.
You're so right. When you put it that way, I feel sick.
It's good. But I personally look at a chip. Its value is in how many I want to eat in a sitting. If I love it, it's the whole bag. Regardless of size, shape, form, consistency, etc.
This balsamic vinegar and sweet onion chip. This is a chip you're going for. You're dipping in 3, 4, 5, 6 times, and then you're done.
On the other hand, sweet chili, let's bring her back. Sweet chili is... Frankly, I don't want to share with you right now.
You want this whole bag to yourself.
I do.
The only situation I can think of where this chip wouldn't apply is if someone had an issue with the chili.
There is authentic chili in there.
And that won't sit well for some people.
No.
But, frankly, my sympathies go out to them, but
get
if you
over
can't
it.
Handle the chili, that's your problem. That's not Miss Vicky's problem. That's not... You think Miss Vicky gives a hoot about you and your stomach problems?
She's going to keep making those chili chips. Because she knows what the people like.
Make sweet chili and sour cream into a person. Who is that person? We're talking... This is a nameless figure. I'm going to describe them. That's a person who's got a little bit of zest to them. Mm. They've got a little bit of spice. Mm. But that sour cream, it comes in with a blast, but then it's there with open arms to soothe you. Yeah. It brings the pain, but it brings the comfort.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing. I don't know that I even know that many people that do that.
It's a special kind of person.
Balsamic vinegar and sweet onion. That's someone who, you know,
eats salads. Eats salads. That's with crispy onions.
That's someone who brings two halves of a sandwich to work, and it's one half tuna salad and one half egg salad.
Not to bash either of those sandwiches.
I love tuna salad. I love egg salad. But you
choose
bring
one or the other.
You got two of the smelliest sandwiches on your hands, and you're stinking up the workspace.
And you haven't thought about it. I will give this balsamic person one credit.
He's a lot of fun.
No, I don't think he's even fun. I think he's just always there. But if you ask him to pick up a tomato because you forgot a tomato for your bolognese sauce that you're going to have dinner with the co-workers after work, he's going to bring that tomato. Even if he's right at your front door, he's going to go back to the store, grab maybe two tomatoes to be safe.
Balsamic vinegar and sweet onion, he's consistent, he's safe, he's reliable, he's loyal. That's what you want in a friend.
I'm not giving him too much credit here. I'm just saying that he'd bring a tomato. I'm just saying he'd bring a tomato.
Sweet chili and sour cream on the other hand. You text him and bring his tomato?
He's like, sorry, I'm running 15 late. I'm running 15 late.
Well, I'm coming from a different party where I was killing it.
I was dancing and I was telling jokes and
everybody
loved
me. Your party started half an hour ago. You're asking him to pick up. But he's already late. He's still on his way. You're asking him to pick up a tomato.
It doesn't matter because
the thing is, you don't even care because if he's coming to your party, that's
the
best party ever.
Exactly.
I feel bad for balsamic vinegar and sweet onion because you want to give him credit.
I mean,
for being the guy to bring the tomato, but
you can't give him all the credit.
That's the thing. You just can't give him the credit, no matter what he does.
It's a deflated bag versus a freshly puffed.
He doesn't stand a chance. He doesn't stand a chance. If we're to pit these two chips together, you know who's coming out on top.
Don't even have to say it.
We're not gonna say it.
Sometimes you gotta play it cool, you don't go pick up the tomato. And still I find myself reaching for the balsamic vinegar and sweet onion.
I'm over it.
I'm surprising myself here.
You're surprising me.
There's something about that first saliva-curdling bite.
Would go well on a hot dog. I will not go back there. Not if you paid me. All right, one final chip, and we're gonna sail out of here. What's your final chip? You can take that onion chip, that freakish onion chip, and you can take the sweet chili and stick to the good side. I'll wait to cheers with you. You know what mine is, folks.
This head-to-head battle has put me in a tailspin. I'm looking for my last chip. What am I going for? You know. If you ever doubted it, you know I'm reaching in for that sweet chili and sour cream.
Let's have a last final chip cheers.
Cheers, babe.
Goodbye.
We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.